Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Living for the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Do 5 jumping jacks, the leader shouted. Only 2 people of the entire group did them, though. Everyone else stood still as could be. The group laughed. It was actually the 2 who did jumping jacks that had made the mistake. The leader never said, "Simon says, do 5 jumping jacks." Simon Says is one of the easiest games to play. All you have to do is what the leader says when he speaks those magic words. And yet, it's easy to get carried away, isn't it? Once you play for a while, it can be easy to lose your focus. And just when you're not paying attention, you get in trouble. You're out because you do what others are doing and not what Simon says. Being a Christian is also one of the easiest things you could do. You simply believe in the true God and then do what he says. Pretty simple, right? Yet you and I know how difficult this can be. Everything might be going fine until we lose our focus and concentration. Suddenly we start to see what other people do, how they lie, cheat, steal, say bad words, tell bad jokes, or other sins, and we start following their lead instead of what God says. There is danger in following the world instead of Jesus. You won't just be out of the game, you'll be out of heaven. That's bad. And that's why we hear the warning today: do not conform to the pattern of this world. In other words, don't follow the lead of sinful people and do what they do. Thanks be to God for Jesus. He washed us clean all the times we followed the world instead of following him. His mercy and undeserved love bring us forgiveness. They guarantee that we can and will be with him in heaven. Because of his great love, then, let's follow Jesus' lead instead and show him how thankful we are. That's also what the Apostle Paul says to us today. He said, "In view of God's mercy, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice." What he means is that when we think about God's love and forgiveness, we can use our lives to serve and follow Jesus. We can thank Jesus by listening to him, loving him, and obeying him. Simon Says may be a fun game, but doing what Jesus says is even better. What a cool thing. We get to live for the one who lived and died for us. We pray. Dear Lord, help me to stay away from the sins of this world. Instead, lead me to follow you. Fill me with your love that I may live for you. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.